Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's extravaganza, Beck and Call, plus gender reveals, wood shops, dogs, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. Man, no sooner than I get a 30-cent raise and the economy goes to crap. I never really noticed it until a few weeks ago. I just figured it was people being stupid with their money again. And it's amazing what people will blow their money on. I swear to God it is. I mean, I was just starting to be able to put some money away. Now I guess that road trip to Gatlinburg's going to have to wait. At least till I hit the daily four. Hell, I only missed it by one last week, so you know it's going to hit.
Oh, yeah.
But during these times of depressions, you just have to make your money go farther. So here's a few easy tips on how to get your wallet looking like a Big Mac again. Number one, the next time you're craving fast food, don't hit the drive-thru and place an order through the speaker. Just race ahead of the pack, put it in park, and storm inside looking all disheveled, saying, "You got my number 9 wrong again. Can I see the manager? Our baby can't eat tartar sauce and drink formula." Man, they won't ask questions. They'll just throw a bag at you. And they don't have to know that your baby happens to be a fire-ass hot 23-year-old brunette who needs a ride to bartending school. I swear to God she does. Yeah. Just make sure you don't hit the same side of town more than twice in the same week. Hell, most times you don't even have to ask. I've gone in there before like 100 times, just stood by the counter with my arms crossed and gotten free fries for years. I swear to God it works. Number two, don't waste $100 on motel rooms for your one-night stands. Here you got two options. Number one, around 1 or 2 o'clock every day, right before check-in, start coming to motels and seeing which doors are open with a cart parked outside. This is your chance to start hitting on a maid who's cleaning the room anyways. Usually there's still a good 30 minutes left of unlimited porn on the TV, so they've been good and horny since they puffed the pillows. And you're guaranteed clean sheets every time, and you'll walk away with your pockets full. Hell, last Christmas, I gave my mom Phyllis a year's supply of travel-size shampoo. She's still amazed I spent that much on her. I swear to God she is. Or take your $100 that you'd spend on one night in a hotel and spread that investment over 1 month by renting a nice storage unit. Man, I probably had more sex in many barns and storage bins than anybody I know of. And trust me, chicks love it when you take them somewhere rustic.
Oh.
I think it's a safer way to go camping anyways. I mean, what other campground is protected by a chain-link fence and floodlights? And who cares if she's married or has a jealous boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Good luck crashing this party without barbed wire cutters, Bruce. I remember this one time I was dating this maid. She was like 22, and she was Cambodian, so she could take the heat. Oh. Unlike you, Angel, you don't even have a job or a 30-cent raise. So if you want to whine about getting a climate-controlled unit next time, guess what? You can pay for it. Finally, man, this is easy. She's probably been hearing that every television in the world has to be changed over to high D, which is the same as HDF. Everybody knows it. All it is, man, is going to digital from analog. Uh-huh. And this ain't an option. Yeah. I mean, FEMA's making everybody do it, even old people. And that's where the money is. Just tell Granny she can't watch The Price is Right and watch her hand over the 20s just like Bob Barker's did for years. It's easy, man. All you need is extension cords, tie wire, some duct tape, oh, and a converter box. Uh-huh. Getting a bunch of those is a tricky part, but I know a guy. And if you're a young gal who's fire-ass hot in her mid-20s and you need your box hooked up, just put away your money, honey. We can work out a barter deal. I swear to God we can. Just meet me at Eastland Storage Units. I'll leave the door raised for you. I gotta go.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know, the I always get the Macarena mixed up with the YMCA song.
How can you get those two mixed up?
No, I understand that. You're getting that mixed up, sure.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
What about Mambo number 5? That sounds some all in there.
Yeah, I am a Mambo number 6 guy.
Are you? Never liked the 5? Oh, yeah. Jumped ahead?
Kind of like Godfather Part 2. A lot more depth.
I'm going to tell you again, I watched 3. I thought it was fine.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the Nickelback of movies? It's just, it's.
No, Nickelback's awful.
Deliberately. No, they're not. No, it's not.
Nickelback's fine. People just jumped on that I Hate Nickelback, band.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Arnold sings Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. No, look at it. I'm telling you, you got to see this.
Now, Aryan system. And now Josh Arnold scats Nickelback.
Bridget Potter's horrible do. Lop-a-diddle-lop-a-flears and do.
Oh, wait a second. It's the Nutri-Chomps hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Josh, that's pretty good. I mean, if you can do that, you ain't far from pulling off butt cherries. So don't stop.
Butt cherries. Absolutely.
I mean, it's good to finally get something like that different surprise. You guys heard the news at all this week?
What
read
news?
The paper?
Mm-hmm. What is
okay,
it?
I've had enough, Christy, and I blame your species. In the past month, we've had a plane crash. We've had a car catch on fire. Yeah. A grandma was killed by flying shrapnel, all because of these ginger revealing parties.
How's
the guy going to know if the baby's going to have red hair anyway?
Donnie, it's a gender revealing parties. Will the baby be a boy or a girl? Gender revealing.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But the fact remains, this whole thing's getting out of control.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these kids ain't even born yet, and they're already faced with a lifetime of guilt, you know? I'm sorry your grandma couldn't be here for your graduation, Crystal. Yeah, she got killed at your gender reveal party 18 years ago today. luckily, you're 18 now, so they can't press charges. Yeah. Remember back when the reveal was when the baby came out of the woman's stomach? And the doctor be, hey, it's got a little winky. Congratulations, you got a boy.
Right.
Or, hey, look, no winky. Welcome to a lifetime of worrying and white claws, you know? Gender revealing should be left strictly for the birthing event.
I agree.
I swear to God. Used to be tradition to wait. These reveal parties prove we got no patience no more.
Sure,
the same way these tweakers all rub their scratchers right there at the counter inside convenience store.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
I hate that. You know, not me, man. First off, it's rude. Second and foremost, I put them in the glove box a couple weeks, let them incubate, you know?
Yeah. How do you?
What's so rude rubbing scratchers on the same counter where truckers are trying to get their vitamins, minerals, and extends boner pills?
Yeah.
It's just no tradition. It used to be pilgrims didn't even head into town or fetch a bucket of hot water till they was dilated 7 or 8. And we've all watched Westerns. Back then, women would bush out a few weeks before to keep the baby warm, you know? First blanket. Now, you go on the internet, they're filling their butt cracks with Fun Dip and letting Queen Laquitha reveal the gender. It's all over the internet. I swear to God. It's all over the internet. Hey, I gotta run, man. I only got 5 minutes left on break.
Uh-huh.
And that damn breakfast burrito off the food truck this morning just hit me.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, well, good luck with that.
I think I'm crowning.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
He's prairie dogging it. I agree with Donnie. I mean, it's not often you can say that, but yeah, these gender reveal things way out of hand. And he's right. Some grandma killed one of these
things.
Yes.
And you know, I never thought about that. But
it's all about impatience. He's
nobody
exactly
can wait
right.
for anything.
No one can. Yeah, exactly correct.
Like, people have Christmas trees up. I'm sorry. I know. My daughter has hers up in Chicago. I'm like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, but it's so cold out there. It makes you feel a little bit warmer. Don't you think so? You see the Christmas tree, feel a little bit warmer. It's supposed to be cool outside.
You're the one who's always talking about seasonality.
Yeah, why? Is your tree up already?
No, no, we're not. We are putting it up Thanksgiving weekend, though.
So am I, but that's...
Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Friday, yeah.
So
yeah, Friday the 29th. Perfect.
Yeah,
do they truck it in like they do at, in New York City?
No, I do the same.
Center
I do the same thing every year. I borrow Gunner's truck.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, why don't you? Buy
I build
a nice
the pavilion.
Used,
I go to the same place.
Buy a nice used pickup truck and just leave everybody alone.
I don't have the garage space right now.
You don't have the garage space for the cars you have.
I know.
It hasn't stopped you before.
So I don't want it.
Is there room in your garage right now for a car?
No. Oh, yes. I mean, where I live? Yeah, of course.
No.
What the hell are you talking about where you live?
Yo, you mean where I live? What is this, a Senate hearing?
Well,
he
owns like three houses, remember?
Godwin lives in one of my houses, and you can't there's that garage.
There's a lot of storage.
You can't park in the garage?
No.
Son lives in another one. Can Sam get his car in the garage?
Nope, he's got a wood shop in there.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A wood shop?
I want to go over and see it.
He makes bats for the minor leagues.
No, he's got to have a wood shop.
Sam's bats.
If I had like an extra, ton of money, first thing I do, have someone build a quality wood shop for me.
You've got one in your garage.
Next
go over
thing
there
you do,
it's
over at Sam's house.
Cut at least three fingers off. That'd be the next thing.
No,
it's across the street. You go over there every day anyway.
Unannounced.
Wait a minute. I should start building furniture again.
And still, my favorite moment from this show in all the years is the story that Tom thought he'd give Pat Godwin a treat and let him walk his dog.
The mystery.
I can't.
A treat. I had an emergency situation.
Let's examine this. Emergency situation.
I had someone else
go get a pizza. That was the emergency situation.
No, but I had someone
that
else's
millions
dog.
Millions of Americans go through every day.
Someone else's dog in my car. I couldn't take the dog in to pick up the pizza, I realized, after I was halfway there.
Couldn't the dog
I'm driving
sit
right
in the
by
car?
My old house where Pat lives.
The dog couldn't stay in the car?
He was there. I called him up and said, hey, can you walk this dog for 10 minutes? I'll be right back.
Meet me outside in 25 seconds.
But I was in a big rush. Dropped off Maisie, the beautiful little doggy. See, but Maisie's not my dog. It's Kelly's mom's dog.
But the sad thing is... You feel like Pat has nothing going on
and is sitting there waiting.
Your beck and call.
I know.
Wait, what did you? Beck and call.
I said beck and call. I said beck and call.
It is not what I heard, but I think
you guys
that is.
Are
I think totally.
No, it's.
It's
I
totally
heard what Tom heard, but I.
No, I heard what you heard too.
Right.
But she said beck.
Right. Yes. Christy's a professional. She wouldn't.
No.
No, I said beck.
Say it slower. So you what?
You think that Pat is just sitting over there with no life, not doing anything?
No. I don't think I know that.
Tom's right. I have the laptop up, a piano,
beck
a guitar. I'm waiting for phone calls.
Yeah.
Was it a beck and call? I just hey, if you're there, I need a big favor. Otherwise, I was going to have to stop some stranger and say, hey, can you hang on to this dog for 10 minutes?
The funny part was the clandestine nature of the...
It
already takes a special person to...
This is why I don't care anymore.
To go get a pizza as opposed to get delivery. And I know this place may not deliver.
They don't deliver, and it's the best pizza, my favorite pizza. I'm not going to go...
I mean, that's already a special type of person. Don't you... Wouldn't you get a somewhat lesser pizza because they'll deliver?
Sure.
Yes, because I don't want to be inconvenienced to anyone else.
I have standards.
If anybody on the earth is too busy to be able.
This place has marinara sauce I think is the best I've ever had. So I'm getting their pizza for my girls.
Okay.
And it's someone else's dog. And as you know, I have a brand new dog, so I didn't want to have to leave three dogs at my house.
So the pizza wasn't even for you?
I actually got their meatballs, which they're delightful also. The point is, I figured if Pat had a moment, otherwise I was going to have to have some stranger go, hey, would you mind holding this dog for 10 minutes while I go pick up this pizza?
What stranger? Are you going to drive around until you saw somebody on the street?
Okay. I've joked about this before.
Sir!
I've joked about this before.
Don't run from me.
But You are an absolute menace. You need to be taken off the road.
Sir, will you listen to me for a second? Stop messing. Stop putting your pregnant wife in the back of the car. I need to tell
She's a sweet dog.
You're
just
insane.
Stand outside the pizza place
you
for
have
5 minutes.
You're crazier now than you've ever been, and it gets worse every day.
Totally reasonable. Didn't want to leave this dog by herself in the car because she's a kind of a puppy. And is
what do you think she could do in 5 minutes?
Drive off. She could have driven off.
Sure.
She's a very skittish dog. I had a plan B. If Gabron wasn't there, I was going to go next door to my son's house.
Okay. Did part of you at all, any percentage of you go, Pat will enjoy this. He'll get to spend time with the dog.
Of course. That's obviously my rationale was, my excuse for doing this is that, Pat will enjoy this. Have a nice time with this nice little dog. And you did enjoy the dog. The dog was great.
And that's what Chick was saying, that it was a treat.
I'll give him a treat by letting him be in my life for a moment. That's what I'll do.
Because, I mean, he'd already used up his 2 trips to my house that he gets annually.
Yeah. Used to be 4. Now it's down to 2.
Are you going to be having Thanksgiving?
I wasn't invited last year. The year before I was.
What about have you invited him to Thanksgiving?
You can come to my Thanksgiving if you'd like.
Thank you. I probably
will. Sure,
I thought you were going to be in a different state.
No, I'm not. No, I'll be here.
Oh, really?
Well, you're welcome to come. Sure. Well,
thanks. Well,
this is awkward.
Okay. Is your sister going to be there?
Christy, sister will be there?
My sister will not be there. She's going to be in Charleston at my niece's.
Oh. I was going to say, ha-cha-cha. Oh,
my sister has been married for 36 years.
Yeah, she's miserable. All the boys.
I like them married.
Well, Godwin broke up my sister's marriage. Okay, that sounds about right.
Hey, look,
I don't think so.
Look at her. She's got a house.
I don't
check.
House check.
She does have a
job
house.
Job check.
She does not have a job.
No.
She's retired. Dumper.
He was pushing her so hard, she knocked the turkey off the table.
I'm sorry. God. Where were we?
Speaking of food.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a new idea.
What?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, God.
Gender-revealing panties.
What?
Wow, how does that
What, do you whip the girl's pants down at the party?
What is this, a swingers party?
Wouldn't there be some chemical thing where the... panties could sense.
Like a hypercolor type deal where
like a pH.
White.
I may need a scientist to help me with this concept.
You mean like when you pee on a stick and it turns a color, then you would pee on your underwear and it would be blue
just
or
a little
blue or pink.
Well, that's
admittedly, we're in the first stage of this concept.
Spritz a little more. Grandma's waiting.
And you know what I say? We had a concept we're going to try to turn into an idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He wasn't joking.
Sorry.
He's being serious.
Back to you guys. Sorry. By the way, when I hit the button, did it work? Do anybody know?
It doesn't matter. I didn't say anything bad.
No, you really didn't, but it sure sounded like it.
Even Dean was on my side. He heard it.
Oh, it was okay? All right. Okay. Oh, we have the clip?
Okay, oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. I hit the button because I thought Christy had slipped here.
I did too. But
Here we go.
But the sad thing is you feel like Pat has nothing going on
and is
sitting there waiting.
No. Not feel.
Your beck and call.
I see beck and call because what happened was I was saying something else.
Right.
And those two sounds kind of merged.
Yeah.
So beck and you were correct, Christy.
Right.
I'm sorry I hit the button, but boy, that was close.
Yeah. It was not you. No, no.
I think in your head you always go wrong.
I think we all want to say it.
Yeah.
And you were speaking so passionately, too, that
it
sounded like it slipped.
I mean, if you had called me
and said,
I'm in your neighborhood. If you had called me and said, I'm in your neighborhood.
I wouldn't have called you.
Can I drop off my dog for 10 minutes?
No.
I would have said, sure, great.
No. Who does that?
I do. Why not?
It's insane.
Man, I'm glad I live 2 states away. To worry about
Christy,
this.
If you were in my neighborhood, assuming you got into the got through security, I would be happy to take care of your dog for a few minutes.
Oh, well, thank you.
Take him or her for a walk.
Leo.
Wasn't it a sweet dog, wasn't she?
Beautiful dog.
And you had a nice time with her. There you
loved it. Had a great time.
We had some peanut butter.
Jeez.
It was only a matter of time before we went down that road.
Pat, I'm going to be buying another house later. I'll call you and tell you all about it. It'll be exciting for you.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
We have to move you to a facility.
That's right.
Yeah. Pat, lunch next day. Certainly reasonable.
That is reasonable.
10 minutes walking a beautiful white dog.
English cream.
Man.
Mm. She's a little English cream dog.
Yeah.
She's a white dog.
Just like my neighborhood. Beautiful white.
Oh, well, we got a white dog.
I have a white car.
The property value remained the same.
Someone got a chocolate lab, and it just
white light everywhere.
Jeez. Do you guys, Chick, do you say beck and call or beck and call?
Beck and call, B-E-C-K-O-N.
Okay, that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
What's it supposed
to
be?
Son of a gun.
Well, as Windbag Seth reminds us, a beck is a hand gesture, so it's beck and call.
Oh.
Son of a gun.
I had no idea.
Yeah. What did you
Thank you, Seth.
Is beckon a word?
Beckon?
Beckon? Call to someone? Beckon? No?
Yeah, you could beckon. Yeah. That's also a word. I'm sorry. What are you saying the answer is here to this question?
Beck and call.
This says beckon, make a gesture with the hand, arm, or head to encourage someone to come near or follow.
Well, that's true,
beckon,
but that's right. That doesn't apply to the particular phrase.
The definition is beckon, B-E-C-K-O-N, yeah. Make a gesture with the hand.
Yes.
So this right, but beck but and call is the phrase.
It says if you are at someone's beck and call, you respond immediately whether he or she beckons or calls it.
Exactly.
So it's complicated. So if you want to hear Christy, we all thought she said the F word. Here's this phrase again.
But the sad thing is you feel like Pat has nothing going on
and is sitting there waiting.
Your fucking call.
Hang on a second. I
heard it that time.
Yeah, me too.
No, I hear it every time.
You heard it because you put it into your mind.
No, you're right. Yes. You did not say that.
I did not say that.
But boy, it's...
Of course it's in my mind. I gave up, remember? Half hour ago.
If we had a jury of 12... How many people are on a jury?
12.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I learned that when I tried to do our production of Seven Angry Men.
12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
Well, seven. It started.
Nobody came to see it. I said, what the hell's
In Canada, it's 13.
Where are the other five guys?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.